Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Had a great visit with our good friend Douglas Holtz, Aiken, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, president of the American Action Forum. Doug, tell folks how they can find you and all the stuff that you do.
Well, American Action Forum is on the web at AmericanActionForum.org, O-R-G. We are a D.C.-based policy institute whose mission it is to educate the American public, your lawmakers, in the conservative principles that have served this country so well for so long, and to build policies based on them to provide prosperity and safety in the future.
Right, and you are of the Republican persuasion, so we got this campaign thing going on, this campaign season going on. We got election coming up in about 11 and a half months, and so if you were advising the GOP candidates right now, and you, for all I know, you may be, on how to defeat the incumbent, what would you say to them? Let me ask you a question.
Let me back up a second.
I know you're not working, but here's the question. Pick one or two that you think are going to be the most likely that the advice would be worthy of, because you know it's going to come down to one or two real quick, I think. Who would that be, and what would you say to them?
Well, you can see the quickly you've got a coalescing of the top. Right now you have Kane, Gingrich, and Romney as the leaders. And in the end, this election at the moment is certainly on track to be a referendum on the president, particularly his handling of the economy. And so step number one in every candidate's playbook should be a full and accurate critique of the president for his conduct in economic policy. And then step two is to provide some alternatives. I mean, right now, the field as a whole simply has to be a plausible alternative. So if the American public says, you know, we flunked the referendum, we don't want four more years, they have a place to go, and then individually they have to differentiate themselves. And the trick in doing that is that the American public does not dislike Barack Obama. They dislike mm-hmm. his policies and his performance, but the president remains personally popular. So it is not effective to demonize the president. It's not effective to make it personal. We've seen different kinds of people do that. That's mm-hmm. Both misplaced and unsuccessful. You have to have policies that'll work, and so that's the thing to look for.
So you've got to focus on the things he's that they can identify that he's done wrong, that the American public believes that he's done wrong, his deficiencies, and focus on alternatives. What would be some of those alternatives?
Well, certainly, I mean, we think back to the seminal moment. How do you create economic growth? Is it a stimulus bill? No, economic growth is a philosophy. It's what you talk about in your show every day. Mm-hmm. It's rewarding those who have a better idea and want to bring it to market and make a couple bucks doing it. It says that at every point when you're making a call between, say, healthcare reform and social equity versus economic growth, you choose growth. When you've got a green agenda to EPA or growth, you choose growth. Labor unions and trade
growth won't come from social equity, but social equity can come from growth.
Absolutely, and it will not be built in Washington. It will be built on the ground of the American. So that's a difference, a fundamental difference. And in critiquing the president, you don't have to come up with his style of made-in-Washington bill that will make America grow. You just have to explain how growth really occurs. And an enormous amount of campaigning is really just education. It's not saying I have a solution to everything. It's saying I understand how the world works.
Will they win by talking about shared opportunity as opposed to President Obama's ideas of shared sacrifice?
They will win by talking about the opportunity to deliver to the next generation a country more prosperous and safer than the one they inherited. That has always been the central obligation of every generation, and we are flunking at the moment.
American exceptionalism is not polling well recently. That's some recent polls. More than half of Americans think that America is not exceptional anymore. Wouldn't that be a great theme for the next campaign of one of the other parties is appealing to the better angels of our nature rather than how bad we are?
I think to focus on our aspirations for greatness is entirely appropriate. This is a country that is built on those aspirational goals, and the fact that not every goal is met does not mean failure, and that's been badly misinterpreted by the other side. So let's aspire for greatness. Let's go there every day, and in the process, this will be a great country.
Yeah, that's a playbook right out of Reagan's playbook. It's a page right out of Reagan's playbook, and it worked for him. I think it still works. Hey, Douglas, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Doug's website is AmericanActionForum.org, by the way. Douglas Holtz Aiken. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.